Hello and welcome back to episode 19. We're almost there on 20 now.
Yes.
A little bit weird talking English, right?
Super weird.
It's really
speaking
weird.
Speaking in English.
Yeah. Should we explain why already?
I think people can try to figure out that themselves. No, I'm kidding.
On their own.
We're gonna explain. Okay. Yeah. Okay, do you want to? Yeah?
Yeah, our guest is not very fluent in Norwegian yet. So for now, we're going to take the episode on English. In English. Yes. Yeah. That's the reason.
I'm a bit nervous though, because we had, this is like the part two of the same episode we had last week.
Yeah.
As we told in the previous episode.
Yeah.
Had to talk English in our live show.
Yeah, we did.
And I just froze.
Yeah, so I took the most of the talking during that part of the show.
Did.
Yeah,
and I laughed at myself and the audience laughed at me.
But now it's your second chance, I think.
And it's...
I'm a little British in my English. Do you hear it?
I hear it now. I don't know what accent I have. I think I have a...
Norwegian.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. But what have happened since last time or during the last week?
Well, we went out on Friday, I know.
Yeah, and Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday as well. On Sunday, I went for a hike. And I went home after an hour because...
It was cold.
It was cold and I was actually having a bonfire. Is it called? I
think bonfire. Cold,
but I couldn't get...
The fire. Great.
I'm useless. But that's okay. But that's good. Nice weather and I went outside. And this week has been a lot of stuff happening. School, job, everything.
It's a lot of practical things happening. Yeah. School administration things. Yes.
So
I also haven't done that much. But we need to talk about you was supposed to wing me. Like, really?
Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday. You was really excited for me being kind of single again. So this time you was supposed to kind of help me on the way.
Hype you up.
But
I'm a bad wing woman in the first place.
Yeah, I know that. But I was thinking, okay, since you was so excited, I think like you might do it this time.
Yeah, okay.
And what happened?
Well, we went drinking for free.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours. I went home after 1.5 hour.
After like three beers.
No, it was more than that.
Okay, 3.5.
Yes. But that's because, the thing I was drinking, I don't usually drink it.
No, it was really sweet.
Yeah, and that's my problem.
Yeah,
I think
it has
that's
a lot of sugar.
That's the thing that made me...
And a lot of, what's the name? Sprinkle? Well, soda stream, you know, the stream in the soda.
The bubbles.
The bubbles. I had a lot of bubbles. Soda. So you get kind of full of all the bubbles.
Yeah, that's not necessarily the reason, but I think it was too sweet for me. And,
yeah.
And it was like I wasn't feeling off or bad like when I sat there, but I had to go pee. And when I like stood up and just went to the line, it was like, oh my fucking God, I have to puke.
And did you?
No, I didn't. But
not at first?
No, I went to the loo and then it was like, I was trying, but then I don't.
Yeah,
like
so you went
so
home?
So now I went home, waited for the bus for like fucking 20 minutes or something.
Oh, that's
and
cold.
And in that time, then I puked.
But I think better to puke before you get on the bus.
Yes, but that was exactly what I thought. So I just thought about very nasty things. So I
could
manage
throw
to,
up. Okay,
to,
yeah.
to throw up. Yeah.
Great. That was a really cute story.
But I hate throwing up.
Yeah, it's terrible. But just after, it's amazing when you just are done with it.
Yeah, of course, because then you can breathe again. I mean,
yeah, and you're not that dizzy.
Yeah,
you're not
full and everything's like out of your system.
Yeah, so that's great. That's
so
the good
that
part.
That was a bad day. But I was fine the other day and it's not fun to go home first and it's not fun to go home because you're feeling bad, but
no.
It happens to
it
everyone,
happens.
I think.
But you're good at that because when I do that, I just keep going.
You? Yeah.
I don't go home.
When we are talking about like puking and by drinking, the last time you were at my place and we had a party, pre-party, you
I don't
were
know what
so
you're talking
fucking
about.
Drunk. You passed out at the couch at one... What bottle of wine? Then you went home, you just, I have to go outside. And then I followed you outside, you puked and you filmed it and posted it in Snapchat. I'm not that sick.
You also took a picture of your puke.
Yeah, but I don't post it and write like I'm a legend, like you do.
But
the worst thing is you were supposed to go home afterwards.
Yeah.
And you were like, no. So you went out and
I took the same bus as you, and that bus also goes home to my place.
Yeah.
But instead of taking the bus all the way home, I just went off the bus with you guys to the clubs. Yeah. Yeah, that was a mistake. But I think it's okay. I won't say anything. But what I want to say is that, yeah, it was one bottle of wine, but I have been working for like 10 hours almost alone with a lot of customers. So I was shaking when I was done at work because I was so tired. And then I went out to drink with you guys.
Yeah, that's smart.
So that was why I got so drunk so fast.
I understand.
Normally, I can handle a little bit more.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my problem.
Okay, that's...
That's enough of puking.
Enough of puking and drinking and so on. We have to get going. We're going to have, as we said for a few minutes ago, part two.
Yes.
Of this, like, international students episode.
Theme, yeah.
Yeah. Great. We had Oscar last week, and now we're going to...
Have our new guest.
Have a new guest that we're gonna present right now. Welcome to our guest. Isn't that a song?
I don't know.
Ooh, be our guest from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Be our guest. Welcome, Alicia.
Hello.
Nice.
It sounds like a like we have a Siri on the Discovery Channel. Welcome. I'm in the forest now watching the bear, Alicia.
Hello.
Okay, that's welcome, lovely. Alicia, to the welcome. Studio.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. What do you think about the live show?
I really like it. It's nice to see things behind the scenes.
Yeah? So absolutely. Now it's in the studio. Now it's not live anymore, though, but still really fun.
Yeah, really fun.
For me and Karen, it's a little bit more safe when there's not any audience.
And we don't have to do it live. So when you say something wrong, you can cut it out.
We normally don't do that, though.
No, we try not to.
Yeah. Okay, but we have four questions for you.
To start off.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Your full name?
Full name?
Yeah. Okay. Because you have so many cool names.
Thank you. Okay. My name is Alicia Jane Matani Williams.
Yeah. Cool.
I also want to have like four super cool.
You have?
No. I have
Yang
three.
Ying?
I have three.
But you want four?
Three isn't enough.
It's never enough. Hello. No, I'm kidding. Okay.
Anyway, but we talked a little bit about your name before we started to record. So, because they're not from the same country, if I can say it that way.
No, they're not. They're so from all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So take us through.
So my mum is from the UK and my dad is from India. But I was born and I grew up in Spain. So I have a Spanish nationality and yeah.
Yeah. So you speak Indian or whatever language they speak in India.
No, unfortunately, I don't speak Hindi. I wish
Hindi,
I did.
That's the name.
I really do. Maybe at some point. But right now, I'm focusing on my Norwegian. So that's taking a back seat.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck. And I'm amazed if you can do
it. She's very good at it.
Really?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised, actually. You have a good talent for languages.
Oh, thank you. That's really sweet of you.
Yeah. English and Spanish and soon to be Norwegian.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully. Yeah.
Okay, next question. Your age.
I am 21 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So the same as me and Karen then.
Yeah.
Soon to be 22.
22.
A little Swift in there. Okay. And you are studying or working?
Yeah,
or
so
both?
I graduated last year from... I did my undergraduate degree in Newcastle University in the UK. And I did media, communication and cultural studies. And really soon after graduating, I came here to Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm working at UiA for the International Education Office. And I'm based at the Global Lounge.
Yeah, I've seen you there.
Yeah. So.
Really welcoming.
Oh, thank you.
And so you don't study here now. You're just working for Global Lounge.
I do take Norwegian classes.
Okay. Okay.
So, but it's not a full time
study. Yeah. Study. It's course. Just some classes.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
But that makes time go by, I guess.
Yeah. 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 And it is fun to have kind of a bit of both, a bit of work, but also a bit of study.
Yeah, and a lot of social, I think, with friends and ESN. Yeah. And
yeah, lots of things going on every weekend.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, I like it.
Soon we'll have a party together, I think, in not this weekend and next.
2 weeks.
But yeah, 2 weeks.
I think. Yeah, yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. I think yeah. It's going to be really fun.
We're going to drink together, guys.
Karen is excited.
I'm ready to not puke.
That's a good goal to have.
Yes, it is.
We'll yeah. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
She okay. lives nearby though, so it's not that yeah. far this time.
No. She's my neighbor actually, yeah. fun fact.
Yeah. That's right.
We're just like in this podcast just interviewing people that I'm neighbors
yeah.
with.
Yeah. We've been through three of them now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. Cool. Four.
And the last question, Karen.
Yeah, your relationship status.
I am not single. I have a boyfriend.
Yeah. What?
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he is in the UK right now.
Oh, really? It's a distance
yes,
relationship.
Long distance.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, but actually, today I got very good news because I think he's going to be able to visit me soon. So
oh. In Norway?
Yeah, first time in Norway for him. So very exciting.
Just say to him that it's cold. And when we say cold, we mean like really cold, like not just windy, but cold.
He'll be hearing this later. I'm 100% sure that yeah. he'll hear these exact words.
He will be prepared.
Yeah. Come but here. Because there is quite cold in England as well, I just think that Norway are better at being cold.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Yeah, I say better because I need to be proud of us being cold because I hate it. Okay?
I don't like being cold. I hate it. I'm so bad at it and I hate it. And go away. Today, though, it's like summer.
Yeah. No, not summer. Spring.
Today is beautiful.
Yes.
The yeah. sky looks just so lovely.
Yeah. Sometimes I need to be reminded that the sky is blue and not grey. I forget.
Well, you have a good reminder from today.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Is it like a memory?
Can you write that in your Instagram bio? Sometimes I need to be reminded that the sky is blue and not grey.
But where I'm from the West Coast,
yeah.
the sky is never blue. Yeah, it's always grey. So when I came to the South, I was like, is this the sky? Is this how it's supposed to be? So yeah, I'm sorry. That's
yeah, it is.
Just how it is for me.
It's how it's supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah.
You need to go to Spain. Go to the Canary Islands.
But I'm going to Portugal, actually,
oh,
in the Easter. Yeah, I have family there.
Oh, nice.
So, what?
What?
You have family in Portugal?
Yeah. Didn't you know that?
No. Do you have like a cabin or something?
No, they are Portuguese.
That's a thing.
Karen, they are Portuguese. They're not Norwegians.
Oh.
So they live there. They have houses.
Why haven't we been in Portugal yet, Henrietta? Explain. Explain yourself.
We can go there.
Thank you.
They're really rich, actually.
What?
They have like this huge village.
Or now you have one more reason to go.
And a yeah. huge pool, and their garden is like a golf garden.
As I said, why haven't we been in
we
Portugal
can go there,
yet?
Karen. I
think I want to join too.
Yeah, yeah. Can join. We can just take over their houses and kick them out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
They live in two places, Lisbon and the south, where all the beaches is like, yeah. it's like Kristiansand of Portugal.
Where all the beaches are?
Beaches.
Okay, I'm kidding with you. I'm kidding
Whoa,
with you.
Oh, damn. But enough about my Portugal
okay.
family. Yeah,
yeah. We're going to talk about this topic. We want to ask you, Alicia, because you said that you work like with the international students or for them.
Yes.
Can you tell a little bit about your work?
Yes. So I work at Global Lounge, which is an extension of the International Education Office at UYA.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say Global Lounge is just a big safe space for many people,
yeah.
including students, staff, guests, etc. And we, at Global Lounge, we support incoming students and outgoing students. So
yeah.
students that want to go on abroad or students that are already abroad.
I'm one of them. So I've
yes,
been there.
Yes, I remember seeing your face.
Yeah.
Asking questions.
My face is known.
You're famous, Henrietta.
No, but I just got to apply to the places I wanted to go.
Oh,
so that was
right.
really cool.
That's
yeah.
that's really cool. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you, thank you.
It's such a fun experience to go abroad. So
yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm excited and a little bit nervous. but I think it will be nice. But the Global Lounge is a really huge help. They helped me a lot on the way, and hopefully they will help me a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that's the best part, just helping people,
yeah,
making sure people feel better when they leave in comparison to when they came in the first place.
That's a really good thought to have before they even get there. So yeah.
Yeah.
No comments, Karen?
No.
No.
I think it sounds
amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, but I have a really important question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose Norway?
So it all happened when I was writing my dissertation back in Newcastle, and I just got an email about this job post to my university email. Work at University of Agder. And I was like, I've never heard of this place, but it looks cute.
Cute.
Really nice. So I remember also just looking at the job tasks, I guess, or what the job involved, and just it really stood out to me, and I just felt something in me. So I remember writing the application and then getting on to the next phase, the interview phase. And then that was it. Then it was just
really
looking for flights to Norway and things like that. So it was, I guess, quite spontaneous, but I don't regret a single thing.
That's good to hear.
That's really good to hear. I wish that I was
that spontaneous.
We can make you be it. But you tend to like change your mind a lot.
Yes.
So I can speak to you today and you want to go to Oslo in 4 months, and then I can speak to you tomorrow and you're like, no, I'm gonna stay here for like 6 more years. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I have a spontaneous mind. Okay.
Yeah, you have a spontaneous mind, not that much spontaneous actions, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
But I think it would be better when you get a little bit more sure of what you want to do and just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of your friends are moving to Oslo now, so it might be a little bit easier.
Yeah, I don't know. But this episode is not about me.
No.
No.
Okay, back to Alicia.
Because last week we talked with Oscar about how like he's a buddy and what can he and we do to include the international students.
Mm-hmm.
And you, who are an international student yourself, how do you feel from your perspective? Are we, as fellow students, Norwegians, good or bad at like including the international students?
I would say half half.
Yeah.
Is that
sounds possible? About right.
Yes. So I will admit I've been very lucky with my friendship group. Everyone is really open, really comfortable speaking English, considering it's not their native language. It's the second language that they've learnt later. So I've been very lucky, and I've met lots of great people that feel comfortable speaking in English and that are very proactive, that they always want to do stuff, meet people, do events, stuff like that. But I've also met some Norwegian people that are a bit more shy, and ideally I don't think they would really want to speak English, which I do want to understand, and I do kind of understand it because I am in Norway, so...
Yeah.
Norway, Norwegian, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
But I think it's because I heard that a friend of mine, or a person that I know a little bit, he said that when he went abroad, the Norwegians, except of course the people that speak English already, that is their native language,
mm-hmm.
except that then the Norwegians was the better one in English when they went abroad.
I mean, I think it's really surprising because I've met a lot of people just at Global Lounge, like people coming in, and they seem very shy, very reserved about their English. But when they start speaking, I'm just so amazed, so blown away, because their English is just fantastic.
Yeah.
And they really do not have anything to worry about. So I think it's very interesting, that difference. I'd say in Spain, a lot of people have more difficulties with the pronunciation maybe of English. But you
but
guys,
the R
you just
is
speak
different though.
So, so well. Sorry?
The R is quite different for the Spanish,
yes,
to English. the Norwegian R and the English R is more common, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more similarities between English and Norwegian.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say, I guess, is that really you all have, all of you out there, all of you Norwegians, you have just this fantastic pronunciation, and it really does amaze me how well
so
you
guys
speak.
I
speak
more
flattered.
English.
I'm flattered.
Yeah.
Flattered.
Yeah. Yeah,
flattered.
For me as well, some days are better and some days are worse at the English language, of course. So sometimes I feel really good at it, and sometimes I can't even say tomato. So,
but it's like you know, the circumstance, like the live show, I couldn't say anything, but now it's like it's okay because it's more like. The surroundings are more safer, and we don't stress, and we don't have like a time. Plan to schedule.
But we should be better
follow.
At just speaking English.
Absolutely.
And like I said, when there are some that doesn't speak Norwegian,
the same language
in the same room, we should be better at just speaking English, so they can easily switch over to our conversation at the table beside them or the group beside them.
Yeah, and it's about like interacting, I think, and it's a way of including actually, because by not doing it, you don't attend to like mean to, but you are excluding.
Yeah, because some of my ways to join is to listen to a conversation and then like, oh, you talked about that, I mean, or something. And that's my way of joining a conversation. If I don't know what they're talking about in another language, I can't do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I would just probably leave if that was the scenario that I'd be in. I'd just be like,
but yeah, and it's not fun. I know how it is when I sit around a table and everybody else speaks a language that I don't understand. It's like I can't do anything. I just have to sit there and eat my food and go.
Look a little bit stupid, kind of. Yeah.
I think it makes you feel like an outsider, and that is a big shame. That's a big shame.
I had an experience yesterday, actually, in the what's the name? Batstu. What's the English word for Batstu?
Bastu?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It's the...
I can translate.
Oh, I know the word. It's not that hard. It's...
Hot tub? No.
No, it's not hot tub, but like the...
Jacuzzi?
No, it's the warm room you have beside
sauna.
The shower. Sauna, yeah, sauna.
Of course.
Yeah. How do you say it?
Bastu. Oh. It means bathroom and living room in the same room.
But Bastu?
Badstu?
Bastu?
Bastu? Okay, yeah. It's
Badstue.
Badstue.
Huh? Yeah, it's difficult in Norwegian as well.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, I was in the sauna yesterday. And there were four girls in there as well. And it sounded like they were speaking Norwegian, but I couldn't understand any of the words because the way of talking was the same, like the sounds up and down. But I'm like, I can't understand. And then I heard the word pizza, and I'm like, okay, something about food. And then there came another girl in and was like, where are you from? And they're like, Finland. And I'm like, that's why it's so damn warm in here. Because the people from Finland was the one to invent the sauna. So they love it when it's really, really hot. They have a much higher level of hot in Finland than in Norway. Okay. So they just put on water and it was so damn warm in there.
I've never been in a sauna.
Oh, really? It's really warm.
I hate it.
It scares me. Why do you want to be in such a warm place?
It's to open the pores. It's healthy for the pores. It's to clean the pores.
No, I know. It's like a very respected tradition done in so many countries, but I've never done it. I think
I hate it.
I like it on occasions. I don't
do it
a lot.
But the reason why I don't like it is because it's weird to breathe in there. It doesn't
it's really
feel
salty.
But it doesn't feel natural for me to breathe probably.
Oh, okay.
When I go in, because like the degree is so much higher.
Yeah.
And you feel like you can't breathe at all, and then you sit there and everybody's half naked and looking awkwardly at each other in the eyes, and we don't say anything.
Point made, I didn't ask them myself where they were from because I was so into listen and I couldn't understand it, and then I just gave up instead of just asking where you're from.
So I thought Finnish didn't sound like Norwegian at all.
No, the words doesn't sound, but the conversation sounded
okay, the
Norwegian.
Way of talking.
The way of talking, yeah. Okay. Because normally when someone speaks Spanish, I can just catch it that they're from like Italy or Spain or something. Mm-hmm. But when I couldn't like, are they from Poland or Finland? I couldn't catch it at all. But it sounded just like, are they speaking a weird dialect in Norwegian? I couldn't catch it at all. So, but then I found out they're from Finland. But I was a little bit annoyed by myself that I didn't ask. I was just sitting there like a stupid kid and like wondering.
Mm.
So, yeah.
But maybe you just didn't want to interrupt because they were having, you know,
a conversation. Yeah. Yeah. But they were really happy when the other girl asked. Like, oh. yeah, we're from Finland and started talking. And I'm like, I'm too hot, I'm leaving. So I left.
Yeah.
But they just kept doing the water thing that it makes it warmer there. So yeah, that's why I left. It was really warm. But the point was, I was a little bit disappointed that I didn't ask because I should have done it. Or I felt like I should have done it.
Like ask where they're from?
Yeah. Or try to get to know them. Especially when it bothered me that much that I didn't catch the language.
Yeah. Mm.
But next time.
Next time.
Hopefully.
You will go back to the sauna, I bet you. I will not join. I will not join you, but you just have to go when they are going. You just have to find out. Be a little bit of, no, okay.
Or just ask anyone at the gym, like, where are you from?
And they're like, Kristiansand. Oh, okay.
I am from Haugesund. Nice to meet you. My name is Henriette. I'm from Haugesund.
No, but I feel like I can't. I'm sitting here talking about being more openly and being a better person, and I just can't do it. So like, damn.
But I think you're, yeah, I think you're pretty good at. But you had like this. I've said that to you before, that you have this ability to talk to people in a way that you just,
unless they
get
don't
them,
speak the same
you
language,
you get them going.
Just pass out.
You like just to walk over here to the studio. You just talk to Alicia all the way.
Yeah.
You know?
Really interesting conversation about the Sami.
Yeah, the Sami people. It's the Sami National Day today, or not when you're listening, but this Thursday.
Hooray, 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 hooray.
Hooray for the Sami people.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Where were we?
We talked a little bit about the language barrier. So I want to ask, like, when you came here and you start the conversation in English, are there people like so nervous that they leave, or are they like openly trying, or just say, I don't speak it that well?
I feel really bad saying this, but it did happen a couple of times over the phone and in person. So for those who have been to Global Lounge, it's kind of like a reception in many ways, because there's a main desk.
And a couch.
And a couch. By the front door, and me and my colleague, we are there. And
but you're kind of in the corner. You don't take up that much space.
No, I guess not. But we're stationed there, so it's kind of as if we're basically receptionists in some ways.
Yeah.
Just so the listener can kind of picture it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
So there have been some people coming in, and they ask about something in Norwegian, and we say, we do apologize, we're like, sorry, we don't speak Norwegian, but we can help you in English instead if you'd like. And sometimes they just leave, or they'll hang up the phone, and I really do think that's a shame. And also it actually motivates me even more to learn the language. I just think there's so much more I could do if I learned the language.
Yeah, I feel more motivated to yell at the people leaving. Like, really, take it together, man. You
but,
know English.
But why, if you're going to, like, we can reflect a little bit on, why do you think that some people just hang up?
I really don't know. I mean, I have thought about it. It is a strange thing to do, but I guess they just don't want to maybe, and this is, of course, in inverted commas, embarrass themselves.
Yeah.
Maybe they think that making an attempt is just embarrassing, which, I mean, on the contrary, of course, in my opinion, I think the more you try, the more you learn.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's like languages, if you don't speak it, you won't learn how to speak it.
Absolutely, basically. Absolutely.
You can write in French, you can write in Spanish, but if you don't practice it through speaking it, then you won't
be
able to speak it.
You're leaving in during the summer, right?
Yeah, so I'll be here until August 2020.
Oh, really? So the whole summer?
Yeah. So at the same position.
Okay, cool.
Global Lounge. Yeah, I'm very excited to have a Norwegian summer.
Yeah.
After this dark winter.
Yeah.
It's still cold during the summer, you know, and
no,
rainy.
No, it's not.
I feel like it is. It's not.
But
it's
you
not
have
many
family
sunny
in Portugal. Of course you think it's cold here.
That's not why. It's like, when you hear about the Norwegian summer, we maybe have like 2 weeks with sunny days.
That depends on where we are.
Yeah, of course. But a lot of it is rainy days. It's still not that cold, but it's still rainy. A lot of rain. Yeah.
Welcome to Norway.
Yeah. But if you experience sunny days, and you will, they are really nice, especially here in the south.
Yes, I can imagine. Yeah. I remember when I arrived here, which was August 2019.
There must have been some sunny days, yeah.
Yeah, and there were people swimming in lakes. I just thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
I'd never
some
swam
of us
in a
are
lake before.
Good at that. I'm terrible at that.
At what?
At bathing in Norway.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, okay.
But I have friends bathing in January and before 1st of May. That's like a thing. So
I love that, though.
Yeah.
So that's I love your cool. connection to nature. I think that's probably the biggest lesson that I'll learn from Norwegian people is the lifestyle is just incredible. You really appreciate nature and you make time for it. I think that's very unique.
But I think it also comes a little bit about that we have a lot of nature. We're not that many people living in Norway, if you think about the size of the land or the country. And we also have a lot of incredible nature, like the mountains and fjords and yeah, stuff like that. So it would be like pity if we didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I think we can even appreciate it more than we do.
We should.
We should.
At least.
At least, yeah. But we have a lot of people really connecting to the nature and reserving it, that we don't build more like offices and buildings where there is special nature that we should preserve. So like the area just beside of the campus is like this huge with Jägersberg.
Yeah, like a big forest with lots of lakes.
Yeah.
And they made it so wheelchairs can walk through it with, or not walk, but
I love that.
Run through it with their wheelchairs and for babies with, or moms that walking with their babies and the throats. Yeah.
I love that.
So
nice.
So we preserve a lot of the nature as well. So that's really cool. Yeah.
And on every Sunday, we Norwegians are very welcome and warm because we say hi to everybody we meet. Then we are going on a Sunday walk.
Hi.
Yeah, if you go up in the mountain on a trip and you go past someone, you say hi. You don't know who they are, but you just say hi, and they say hi back.
But on the
walk.
Bus, hell to the no.
No, we can't
we sit alone, we walk alone, we stay alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really weird, actually.
Yeah, it's weird. But, okay.
Yeah. Do you have any more questions?
I don't know. It's like...
We can quit with the, or like sum up with the usual question.
Yeah, like, what's it's, oh my lord, I have lost the word, but I'll find it.
I think it's like, we did ask it on the live show as well. What can we do to be more aware of this? Or what do you think that students, both natives and not natives, can do to be more open or to be more easier to connect with or whatever? Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, I would say, so I'm very interested in marketing and promotion.
Yeah.
So, for instance, if we're speaking about an event, I think it's so important to market it to both groups of people, to both demographics. So, for example, having it in Norwegian and in English, right? Let's
like
say the
English
description.
Below.
Yeah, the description of the event. I think that helps to just join the two groups together.
Mm-hmm.
I think then once they're in the same room or in the same place, then maybe that's a bit easier.
Yeah.
I really do think that things need to be marketed to both groups in a simultaneous way. And then I just think both of the groups just should leave their comfort zone a bit more because I've noticed that if I... So there's this little store that I've been to a couple of times in the city centre. And one time I said something in Norwegian to the lady and it was clearly, you know, very wrong what I said. Like, I think I said something that didn't make sense.
Oh.
But she really, she really thought it was sweet. And then, you know, a conversation was started. And same with someone that suddenly speaks to me in English that isn't that confident. I really appreciate it. And I really think that that's probably the best way to kind of start a conversation is by both of the groups leaving their comfort zone a bit. And normally, which isn't too hard to do, I hope.
Yeah, and normally you would be open to the English not being that well or good. So as long as you try.
As long as you try. And I think it really does make people so happy when you just try.
And it's also a good way to be better or learn the language even more.
Yeah, breaking the ice.
Really, it is. Yeah. I have really high expectations for this party that are with both my job and your job. Or your society.
The international students.
The international students are... Because we have actually intruded your party, because it was your party at first, and then I wanted to have our monthly party as well. So I just joined the two of them, with your permission, of course.
Which is absolutely fine. And we're very excited. I think a couple of days ago, my flatmates were speaking about it and just saying that it's such a great idea.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
We'll need to take lots of pictures.
Yeah, we really have to.
And I'll have to meet all of your friends and vice versa.
Yeah, but I have really high expectations for my Norwegian friends during this party. And I said to them that I really hope that you don't like group up and sit in a corner for yourself. So I really hope that they will be open about it.
Absolutely.
And it's a karaoke night as well, so that will be fun. Karen did an amazing job during the fall.
Yeah, I was drunk. That's all I'm going to say.
I have a video and a picture of you maybe on the stage.
Yeah, of course you have. But that's a very good, like, encouragement. Can we call it that? Yeah. I Googled it, that's why. Yeah, but it's a very good, like, I am like a marketing and PR manager at Asian, and that's something I can start with, like, every post in Facebook or Instagram should be both in Norwegian and English. Because our events are, like, they are for everybody, usually.
They really are, yeah.
Yeah.
I also think that it's a little bit pity, but we have a lot of English words in our language now, especially for the younger generation. So we speak more and more and more English in our Norwegian language. And there is a theory that in the end, we will just speak English.
Oh, no, I don't want that to happen, really.
No, I don't want it to happen either. But I think we might end up there in a lot of years.
I don't think so.
Maybe not. We are really conservative about our language, though.
Yeah, and that's another discussion that we're not really going to take here.
No.
But are we going to... do you want to sum up?
Yeah, okay. We just talked about being more openly and like you said, just try to start a conversation or just try in the other language or your language and just see what happens. But in the end, you just need to be open for it. If you're really close-minded, you won't get anywhere.
No, that's a very good sum up.
Yeah,
Alicia, thank you so, so much.
Of course, my pleasure.
Being our guest.
Our guest.
I was so happy to have been invited here.
Yeah.
And thank you for giving me a space to share my ideas.
Of course.
That's really nice. And it was a good practice for me and Karen to have an episode in English.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've been a little bit nervous about it the past days.
Yeah, but it's like Alicia said, speaking in a second language or like not the language that you speak in
normally
in every day.
Yeah,
it's like you have to think about, okay, well, do you say something that doesn't make any sense or so.
But I would say also that takes off a bit of pressure because it is your second language. I don't think you're expected to speak it perfectly.
No,
and you've still done an amazing job. Like I bet so many people are gonna listen and not really understand your worries and concerns.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Alicia. It was
really nice having you here. Thank you for listening, and we will meet up next week again.
Yes.
For another episode. Yep.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.